Just off the town square in McDonough, in a conference room lined with precinct maps and post-it notes, ballots are being cast on the state's new $104 million voting machine.
Would you please select your ballot style?
Of course.
In this mock election, staff are running through the electoral process on repeat. Check in the voter, make choices on the touchscreen, print out the ballot, and put it in a scanner. Henry County Elections Director Amika Pitts says this stress test of sorts is one of many steps counties across Georgia are taking to make sure they're ready to roll out the ballot marking devices for early voting in the presidential primary.
It's important because sometimes things happen, and this is a good opportunity to just run through everything and know that everything is running smoothly.
Pitts has worked with elections for nearly two decades and anticipates more people are likely to vote this year.
And what we plan on doing as far as helping the increases to open up, which we've done for March, is an additional advanced voting location.
Henry County isn't the only place seeing an influx of interested voters. In Bibb County, record high registrations plus the new voting system means Supervisor Janetta Watson will have extra workers on hand to make sure things go smoothly.
We'll have greeters and we'll have floor people, anybody that can help move the process along so that the lines don't bottleneck and get backed up because of the new process.
The biggest change to how Georgians vote is the addition of a printer that creates a paper ballot with a text of your choices and a QR code. That code is what gets scanned and counted once the polls close. Georgia has 159 counties, which means 159 different sets of challenges and changes that come with running an election. Decatur County has the most experience with BMDs, running both a pilot election in November and a special state house election. Stevens County spent more than $30,000 this year to rewire its only polling place to handle the new machines. Forsyth County voted last fall to create five new precincts with five polling locations to keep up with turnout, and places like Henry and Bibb say adding more places to vote in the future is a possibility. When you factor in all of the things that go into running an election and the fact there are three elections this year, there is a lot on election officials' plates. But Janetta Watson in Bibb County says her staff has worked around the clock to make sure they're trained and poised to make the voting process simple.
And it's a lot of information to try to absorb at one time, but we're confident that we're going to be prepared and we're going to make it happen.
Georgia's presidential primary is March 24th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in McDonough.